This is Ozarks at Large. Derek Sims has always wanted to make movies. After graduating from high school, he traveled along a career path that has allowed him to do just that. The Kingsland, Arkansas native graduated with a degree in mass media from Henderson State University in 2007 before moving to Rogers to teach film at the Northwest Arkansas Academy of Fine Arts. Sims credits reading a lot of books and watching the special features on the Lord of the Rings extended cut DVDs as his film school. Sims and his wife eventually moved to Los Angeles and even created their own production company, Fabled Motion Pictures. The couple has been working on movies for the past few years and moved back to Rogers about a month ago. Over the course of the next few weeks, they will be hosting screenings of their film Come Morning across the state. The film was shot in 12 days and has been shown at a couple of film festivals, including the Oxford Film Festival, where it won Best Cinematography. The film will make its Arkansas debut tomorrow in Monticello, but Northwest Arkansas residents can catch a screening of Come Morning December 5th at Rogers Malco Town Cinema. Late last week, Derek Sims, the film's writer, director, editor, and cinematographer, stopped by Studio 123 to discuss Come Morning. During the conversation, he said the movie's premise came to him while he was a camera operator at a local TV station.
I was actually working at 4029 when I came up with the idea for Come Morning. I was driving there one night. I think it was a late night shift. And I just thought about me and my grandpa when I was a kid. We used to go hunting together. My dad and my brother, they didn't want to hunt with me or him because we talk too much and don't sit still. We're terrible hunters, you know. We never killed anything. It's just we just walked out there together and sat for a couple hours and then got bored and went home. But no, I was just kind of reminiscing on that. And it was, I think it was around that time of year, maybe like October, November, something like that. And I don't know, just this, I guess, sort of weird, demented part of my mind said, you know, what if there's this grandpa and this grandson and they shot their neighbor and he was down there? And so there's this whole sort of general idea of they shot their neighbor and you know, and they got to go hide the body kind of thing kind of popped in my mind. I was like, that's an interesting story. I think you could make that film and you can make it fairly inexpensively. And I have all the locations and everything because... and that's another reason we shot in Kingsland, because it's like, I know everyone there. I can get all these locations for free, and it'll be simple. So that's where that whole idea kind of spurned from. And I called one of my producer friends, and I said, what do you think about this? And just told him a few lines. He said, yeah, you should write that down and flesh it out and see what you come up with. And so for the next, you know, 3 weeks or so, I think something that sort of also helped spurn the idea for Come Morning was I just finished reading Cormac McCarthy's The Road. And at the time that I came up with the idea, I was reading First Blood by Dave Morrell, which was the first Rambo story. And so both of these are these survival stories. And even The Road has, you know, a father and a son, you know, traveling down the road, which is Come Morning is a grandpa and their grandson traveling down the road. They just happen to be carrying a dead body. I just kind of like this sort of survival tale on a very small level, you know, like two people surviving, or like in Rambo's case, it was one person surviving out in the woods while all of these people hunted after him, you know. And so I like that idea, and so I think, you know, all those elements combined, sort of, that's what Come Morning became.
And it's set in Arkansas.
It's set in Arkansas. It's set in the 1970s, mm-hmm. which...
Why?
It was set in the 1970s for a few reasons. One is because hunting is not the same now as it was back then. And I wasn't born in the 70s, I was born in the 80s. So I think the 70s, I guess in my mind, it's more of a romantic period. There were a lot of great films that came out in the 70s. I like the way the vehicles look in the 70s. I like a lot about it. And I definitely didn't want to put it in modern times because you have cell phones, you know, and it's like, well, why don't they just call someone, you know? The 70s still kind of feels a little bit far removed, you know, in communications time and things like that. I just really like the idea of the 70s and maybe because I wasn't born there. I'm not really sure. I've never really thought about that a whole lot. I just liked, you know, also the clothing styles. I really liked it. And something else, too, like hunting attire, you know, minus like really modern kind of things, the hunting attire in South Arkansas is pretty much the same attire as you would wear in the 70s. So I knew that we could costume it fairly easily, you know, and just flannel shirts and blue jeans kind of thing. So, But a really cool thing is one of the actors who's in the film, he was one of the only local actors we brought on, but he had a license, an Arkansas license plate with 1974 expiration tags on it, which the film takes place in 73, so naturally it would be a 74 tag, and he never got them replaced. And so we took his, and that's the license plate in the movie, because it's prominently featured when one, at the very end of the movie. And so that was really cool that he just happened to have that in his shed.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, I understand why you said it in Arkansas. Why did you go ahead and shoot it in Arkansas when you could have shot it somewhere else?
Well, I shot it in Arkansas because I shot it in Kingsland because, like, I just knew a lot of people there. Mm-hmm. And whenever I wrote it, I actually imagined it taking place geographically in the place, you know, like, here's where me and my grandpa hunted. That's where it starts off. It goes to the bottom of the hill. It climbs up the hill. It goes down the road. It comes back. You know, I kind of had this geography, you know, planned out, even though we didn't shoot in those places, except for one location. But all the rest of them were, you know, kind of spread out. We tried to find locations that looked good rather than just mm-hmm. following the geography of the land. But I wanted it in Arkansas because I wanted – I feel like movies never – really capture the South very well. There are a few, but I think overall they miss something, you know, whether it's accents, whether it's culture, you know, whatever it is. It just hardly ever feels right. And so you hardly ever see Arkansas on the screen. Other than Jeff Nichols, there's really no one. David Gordon Green did a couple of films about Arkansas, but other than that, there's really not a whole lot. But I wanted the Arkansas that I knew, which is not the Delta. It's not the Ozark Mountains. It's not Little Rock. It's South Arkansas, just like this forested, you know, area. I wanted that to be in a movie, you know. And sure, I could have shot it in northern Louisiana and got some maybe some tax breaks or Mississippi or something like that. But yeah, one, I wanted my childhood sort of captured as much as possible. And I feel like it succeeds in that aspect, you know, to a point. I wish it embraced it even more, but you can only light up the woods at nighttime with so many lights, you know, before you run out of money. So we didn't have a whole lot of light to light it all up.
You made Come Morning for less than $50,000. And it, you know, it revolves around this grandfather and grandson who have accidentally shot the neighbor mm-hmm. and hiding the body and what happens next. Now, that's a pretty serious theme for a kid. And yeah. There's a child actor in the movie. How do you approach something like that? I've always wondered dealing with younger actors with adult themes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's very difficult. And I knew that. The reason I wrote it like that is because I'm interested in the theme of innocence lost. And so, you know, there's really nothing more innocent than a young kid. And that's kind of what Come Morning is about. Come morning, what will become of this kid? You know, because when it starts off, the movie starts off, he's just a happy-go-lucky child. And the movie takes place in only like 15 hours or so. So it's kind of like what these 15 hours do to this child. And it's really tragic and sad. And so I knew going into it that, one, it was going to be very difficult to find a kid who can do that, because literally he's going to have to carry this entire film. And two, can I direct him to the point where he can deliver that? You know, first finding the kid, and then me as a director, can I, you know, do that? But it took a long time. We saw so many kids, and we ultimately found Thor, the boy in the movie, Thor Walstead. We found him in Florida. And he sent us a video audition. And when I saw his first go at it, I was like, wow, this kid has something. I don't think you can call it anything. It's just, maybe it's intuition. I don't know. He just has something about him that whenever I was like, you know what? He's really good. And we were shuffling around, you know, probably three or four different actors at the time. It probably took us 6 or 7 months to cast that one role. But I think we auditioned him 3 times, and there was just something about him, like a maturity that's uncommon for a 10 or 11 year old. And Thor hadn't had any tragedy in his own life or anything like that. You know, he still had both of his parents. He, you know, he didn't know death or anything like that. But I guess it's that maturity that allowed him to kind of go to that place in his mind and deal with it. And two, Come Morning's a bit of a commentary on masculinity too, and like not showing as much emotion as perhaps what would be expected. But so that was something else too. I had to tell him, you know, hey, listen, we don't always cry when we're really sad. You know, we're not always, you know, this or that. And and he caught on to it really well. He did a great job, and a lot of people comment about how, you know, he's sort of the backbone that kind of holds it all together. Because at a certain point in the movie, it just becomes about him and like what's going to happen to him. And I think he pulls through in the end.
What do you hope people will take away from seeing the film? Any sort of lesson that you're trying to get across to your audience?
Well, is there a lesson in Come Morning? Oh, there's definitely a lesson. That's not why the movie was made, of course. There's no agenda there. But agendas have been questioned out of it. At Oxford, someone said, you know, is this a commentary on gun control? And I said, it was never meant to be a commentary on gun control. But at Oxford, that was in February of this year. A couple months before was the Newtown school shootings. And so it was a really hot topic right then. And I said, well, you know, I wrote this movie 3 years ago, so, you know, I wouldn't have foreseen that. But no, it's definitely not a commentary on gun control. It could be seen as that, perhaps. But I just mostly see it as a commentary on masculinity and the stupidity of man. Not mankind, man, you know. And sort of this idea of, you have to be tough. You can never sort of fess up for something that you did, you know, and how a stupid decision like you've got to be a man, you've got to be tough, something as mundane as that can ruin someone's life, you know, even if it was never the intention. The whole story is sort of the ruining of this boy, you know, his innocence. And a lot of people said, you know, what happens after the story? Because Come Morning gives you all the answers. It's a complete movie. But in the end, it kind of leaves you with, oh, I wonder what's going to happen now, you know? And it's not necessarily a pleasant feeling. You're just kind of like, that. It's just like this silence at the very end. You watch it and the fades out and it goes to credits. And you're just kind of like, huh. But I wanted that. Like, I like that. The Coen brothers are a big influence on me. And I like how at the end of a lot of their films, it just stops and you're like, huh. You know? Come Morning doesn't just stop like that. I mean, it comes full circle. And I purposely did that, too. I could have just stopped it, you know? But you feel like you have enough answers to the question. But at the same time, it leaves a lot of room for thought. In more ways than one, too. It's ambiguous in particular areas and whatnot. And a lot of times, I think if you watch it again the second time around, you pick up on more, you know, information, because I intentionally, you know, leave some things ambiguous. I intentionally only say people's names once, if at all. You know, it's kind of like you really have to listen. It's just a movie. You have to sit down, be patient, and listen, and you'll be taken on the ride, you know. Perhaps enjoy it.
That was Derek Sims, the writer and director of Come Morning. He stopped by KUAF late last week. Come Morning will be shown at 7 p.m. December 5th at Rogers Malco Town Cinema. Tickets are $10 and they can be purchased at the door or at comemorningrogers.brownpapertickets.com. Blu-ray and DVDs of the film will be for sale for $20 before and after the screening. More information is available at fabledmotionpictures.com.